Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ron Fitch's Coast to Coast Radio Show, and today this is the NFL playoff version of my show, where I talk about the big four matchups, wild card weekend, and I first want to start with the Chiefs and the Texans. Everybody's picking the Chiefs. They're the hottest team around. They got 11 straight wins. This should be 12. They should walk up to Houston and win. Houston's 9-7. They're hot too, but not as hot as the Chiefs. And Andy Reid did it again. He has done it again, and I respect that. You know, they were struggling at 1-5, and then they took off and won 10 in a row. I'm sorry. And they're 11-5, and they really played well, winning on the road, winning at home, winning the tight games, blowing teams out. And this is without Jamal Charles, who's really the hub of their entire offense. But what they did, they changed up a little. You know, they go to Charkendrick West. He's a pretty good running back, so they run him a little bit. But they really go to Macklin. Their tight end is good, the Notre Damer. So this is going to be an interesting game because J.J. Watt is healthy, and he just disrupts things. He can knock balls down. They call him J.J. Swat. He rushes the pass, so you have to double-team him. You have to know where he's at because his motor goes all game long. My question is, can they get anything out of Jadeveon Clowney? Can he show up? And he's questionable. He's been injured his whole career, so short career. Can he show up and give this team what they're looking for? And can he deliver? And A.J. Hoyer, I mean, Brian Hoyer is the quarterback. He quarterbacked the Browns last year. He's all right. I like T.J. Yates. He gave him more juice, but they're going to go with Hoyer. He's okay, but they got Hopkins, who's a superstar. He had 111 receptions for 1,521 yards and 11 touchdowns. This guy is the real deal. But Peters, on the other end, is a cornerback. The rookie cornerback for the Chiefs is a superstar already. In a shutdown corner. And he had kind of a questionable character issues at Washington, but he's gone to the Kansas City Chiefs and has played really good. And I'm really, really impressed with how the Chiefs are playing. But the Texans, they're home and everybody's picking the Chiefs, and it's just, I want to pick the Texans. I'm not going to. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the Texans win. Now, if this game's in Kansas City, forget it. Automatically, I'm going with the Chiefs. But this is in Houston. You know, the crowd is good there. They'll have a chip on their shoulder because they're underdog. I can see the Texans pulling this out. I'm going to go with the Chiefs to be safe. Now, the next game is my Pittsburgh Steelers going into Cincinnati playing the Bengals. This is two teams that don't like each other. There was one incident after the next in Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. I don't think, because of the stakes as a wild card, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think that what could happen is Pittsburgh will have to really spread the wealth. Ben Roethlisberger can't go Brown. We're going to go Antonio Brown. And then Cincinnati sits on their route and picks them off, because that's the quickest way you can go fishing. Another way the Steelers could go fishing and end their season is they put Antoine Blake on AJ Green man for man. And Green and Blake is about 4'11", and Green is about 6'5", 20 times better. And if you go man to man, and I don't care, I know AJ McCarron, he doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's a decent quarterback. I could throw the ball to AJ Green if Blake is guarding him and like the Steelers. So I think you cannot at all, not one second, have Blake on Green. at all. You can't get, if you get caught in that, you got to make sure there's safety over the top. Maybe there's a linebacker underneath. You got to know where A.J. Green is at all times. And Ty Leifert is a great weapon. And they run the ball. Now, the Steelers have done a really good job of slowing down their running attack. Jeremy Hill hasn't gone crazy. But if they run the ball, they'll win. The Bengals will win if they run the ball. If not, A.J. McCarron has to throw the ball. One thing the Steelers do pretty decent is they rush the passer and they do force turnovers. They're just lousy on third down. If it's third and 17, the opponent has gotten 20. So the Steelers have to clean that up or they're going to go fishing. Now the Bengals, on the Bengals side, there's a huge weight of not being able to win a playoff game since 1991. But you know what? They always lose to Pittsburgh in a big spot. You just wonder if they do. If this is a perfect opponent to break a streak against a team you never, ever beat in a big spot, you're home, you just lost to them, so there's incentive there, and you're healthier. So there's a lot of things I think that are working for Cincinnati in this matchup, that they're healthier, and then they're just the law of averages. Where you've always lost to a team, you know eventually you might get them. Just like the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees. The law averages caught up to the Yankees, and Boston got them in 2004, where the Yankees always beat them in a big spot. And Boston finally came through and broke through and won. As a Steel fan, I just have a bad feeling about this game. I hope I'm wrong, but you just wonder if they finally do. Because if they don't win here at home, again, and they lose, and Marvin Lewis has another loss, that would be, the Bengals fans would be upset. So that's going to be an interesting game there. Seattle and the Vikings. Seattle is picked to win. They destroyed the Vikings. I just think this game, I got Seattle winning. This game's going to be really tight. I think they're going to do a better job of running Peterson. They didn't run him the last time. I don't like that Linval Joseph, one of their best defensive players, might not play. He's very stout on the run. And, you know, Seattle should have Marshawn Lynch back. Russell Wilson is balling, you know, 4,000 yards passed and 34 TDs and 8 interceptions. He really has developed a superior IQ. He can beat you with the run. And because the weather is going to be that bad, I could see him using the read option as a way to run and maybe pass the ball. He's a point guard. He is a pure point guard as a quarterback. And the Vikings, they played better defense against the Packers last week. I'm going to tell you a factor. Special teams. Cordell Patterson is the most lethal, dangerous kick returner in the NFL. And he almost took one back against Green Bay last week until he got stripped by the kicker. But I'm going to tell you, that could be a weapon for the Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to make it real close. And Seattle's going to have to squeak this out. It wouldn't even surprise me if the Vikings won. I just think that. Everybody is going on the Seattle bandwagon. I just think that the Vikings have a chance. But I must be safe and pick the Seattle Seahawks. The Packers and Redskins, I think the Packers are a better team. But I'm riding with Kirk Cousins and the Redskins. I really like how the Redskins are playing. I'm going to tell you, everybody talk about Kirk Cousins this career. The Redskins have a decent team. You know, they have one of the best tight ends, if not the best tight ends in Reed. Their running attack is getting much more. Alfred Morris is doing a little better job. Their defense is pretty good because they get after the quarterback. Now, you could throw on them a little bit. The secondary is but Green Bay's secondary is the same way. Green Bay plays under their potential. There's a lot of nice pieces on their defense, but they get beat up and beat a lot. And the Skins are home. They're going to be playing hell to the Redskins. Cousins is comfortable. I think, just think that Green Bay's a mess. They run Eddie Lacy and Starks, and they'll run you over with Eddie Lacy and Starks, Green Bay. But then they'll just die out. They'll pass the ball. Then they have so many drops. It's hard. James Jones got that big game for Green Bay. He's their most dependable receiver. They just don't have anybody that can blow the top off of an offense. And Aaron Rodgers is used to having that, and he doesn't. And I wonder if that's going to hurt them, because I think the Skins is going to play press coverage and dare Rodgers to go to the top. So if it's 3rd and 5, they're going to play press coverage and flood the zones and make sure that – and they'll probably have a spy on Rodgers so he don't run, because that's a weapon he'll use sometimes on 3rd down and 6. He'll just run to get the first down. I think they're going to have somebody for him. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the Packers won, because, like I said, I think the Packers are a better team. They're just a mess right now. Losing at home to the Bears, losing at home to the Lions, then losing at home to the Vikings. You went winless in your division at home. They owned those teams at home the last few years, but this is something that's not right. And their line is bad, so Aaron Rodgers is running for his life. And that affects Aaron Rodgers. We got guys dropping balls, and you can't block. I don't care how great a quarterback you are. It's going to affect you. And in the last few years since their Super Bowl run, the Packers have gotten beat up in the playoffs. And then last year's choke job against Seattle, notwithstanding, they had won a couple of games. But I like the Redskins. I'm more confident about the Redskins than any other picks. The Cincinnati Pittsburgh game. I'm almost leaning towards Cincinnati. I'll be rooting like heck for my Steelers. It's just in my mind when I'm doing this broadcast, I line these teams up and I look at the circumstances and I'm like, this is not going to happen. And that's the way it is. So I think Cincinnati, Washington, Kansas City, and Seattle. So I believe Cincinnati and Washington will win their home games. Seattle and Kansas City will win their road games. And that's the way I'm going to go. I hope I'm wrong with the Pittsburgh pick. I'm so hoping I'm wrong. Well, now, Monday I'm going to do a show. I recap all the NFL games. Then I do a preview of the national championship game between Clemson and Alabama. That's a powerhouse game. I'm going to let my audience know. I'm going to let you know that it's going to be closer than you think. A lot of people are rolling with the tie. I have to decide where I'm going to roll with. But I'm going to go. And we're going to talk about that. And also we're going to I might include a little NBA, because the NBA is kind of developing right now. And I'm kind of seeing a trend. So we're going to talk about that too.